Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Got a brand new blog. Well, there's a new blog up too, but a new video and a new poll question this week and all the other things that are there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Julie Eberly, E-B-E-R-L-Y. She's the president of Lemonade Day. It's National Lemonade Day coming up the first Sunday of May, right, Julie?
That's right.
And that's lemonadeday.org. That's the website, right?
That's right. And I got to say, you know, Jim, there are a few cities that participate with us that they still have snow on the ground. So there's
wow.
a few cities that are going to be lagging a few weeks behind our national.
What if they just have hot chocolate? What if they just have hot chocolate days?
Absolutely, you can get a little creative with your business.
There you go. So this whole movement, folks, was founded four, five, 6 years ago, and we reported on the first time a year ago. And it's all about helping young people learn about the marketplace, about how to buy and sell, how to manage their resources, how to price products, how to deal with customers, how to manage money, and also how to think about the larger community, right, Julie?
Absolutely. There's a piece where they're encouraged to give a portion back to that community that supported them.
Right. Right. Well, this is great. How many stands you think you'll have this year?
We're expecting over 200,000. In Houston alone, there's going to be 70,000. There's not a place you can't drive that you don't see one. And on that day, we say everyone has a job. If you're not out selling it, you're out buying it.
Right. Exactly. And the children. How much are the parents getting involved in this?
You know, we have kids work with a mentor, which quite often is that caring adult or that parent. And sometimes they are overly enthusiastic and want to, be involved and choose the product and let's do this location and let's do this pricing. And we want to pull them back just a little bit to be able to ask him the questions, well, where is the right location? And let's look at this price. Are you going to be able to hit your goal? What if you adjust your expenses or your selling price by a bit and, go through that true budgeting and pricing lesson. And so it's just sometimes a little minor tweaking. So there's
you might
asking the right questions.
You might have to dart some parents to get them to back off a little bit.
Not be quite the helicopter parent, right?
Right. So tell us more about this. Tell us more about Lemonade Day. What's the long-term goal? Is there any new thing on the horizon you guys are working toward?
Yeah, this year has been exciting, and we have watched it have such a transformation within the schools that we have entire school districts that are now implementing it during the day.
Ah, the school
that
system. That's good. Very smart.
And science. Well, they can bring these lessons to life.
Right.
And so you're looking at how do you take relevant and put it in the hands of kids and how do you take that learning out of the textbooks into this experiential place. And so, it continues to deepen and be embedded, but there are a lot of cities that aren't represented on the maps and,
right.
We want to bring it to those cities as well.
Right, exactly. And so they can go to lemonadeday.org and find out what do they do when they get to the website? How do they sign up and tell you about themselves?
And
they can self join, right? You don't have to give them a form or anything like that. They just tell you what they're doing.
They can go to our website. They can, if they're not in a participating city, they can have a backpack mailed to them.
Okay.
So they have all of those lessons. Now there's perks of having it in your whole city because you've got mayor's office, media, et cetera, all involved.
The PR is a big part of this, isn't it?
Bring it to my city. Of course it is. Absolutely.
Yeah. So they can go there, and so let's say that there's nothing going on in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, for example. Now I don't know if there is or not, but let's say that there,
and you're right.
There
so
isn't.
Let's bring it to Sheboygan.
Let's just bring it to Sheboygan. And so they would just go to the website and tell you they wanted to start it, and you guys, if you haven't already paved the way with a local chamber, you'll tell them how to do that?
Absolutely. They'll get connected right away with me, and we'll talk about the process and, have them gather together the key leaders. And usually what happens is I go in there and we bring it to life. And what I watch happening, Jim, is so amazing. The conversation is shifting. You know, Detroit started last year.
Right.
And they were saying, you know, here's a city where our best days are behind us. You know, we're down to 800,000 people, but you throw entrepreneurship into the mix,
right,
and it changes things, right? It says anything's
possible.
It's
part of American exceptionalism. Entrepreneurship is as much a part of American exceptionalism as anything is, Julie. And America has got to get back to what made us America, and that's our exceptionalism. And a huge part of that is entrepreneurship, because, Julie, I believe that exceptional America is good for the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And when kids can do this and learn these lessons, you know, they begin to believe in themselves. They apply these lessons to so many different things. It's truly, you know, the stories will make you just laugh and cry as you hear how this is changing their lives.
Julie, I've got to wrap it up. Will you come back at the end after this is all over and give us a report on how things turned out?
Absolutely.
Who are your sponsors? Tell us who your sponsors are quickly.
You know, our big sponsors are Shell. We have Employer Flexible. We have Kroger Grocery Stores. We have BBVA Compass, a number of other banks. You know,
thank you.
There's a place.
Thank you,
for
Julie.
Everyone.
I gotta wrap it up. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.